What is up, everybody? This is Ryan. Happy to have you on the Sales Marketing Built Freedom Show. So today I am going to cover something pretty cool. Essentially what it is something that basically can almost double your revenue, right? Double your revenue, is more rewarding and is something quick and easy that you could do. And I wanted to share it with you today. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Show. Today, we have single serving customer or the third door is the name of the episode. And so I'm going to give you a couple examples of this. Absolutely love this. Been spending a lot of time and it just like kind of slapped me in the face recently. And I don't know if it's the perfect combination of everything, but and it got me thinking. And I actually did a post on this as well in last week on LinkedIn about a single serving customer. Right. And so if you think about this, so let's talk about the single serving customer, which is kind of like the single serving friend. So I don't, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, that movie Fight Club that came out, I don't know, heck, it's probably like 15, 20 years now, where it had Edward Norton and Brad Pitt. And Edward Norton and Brad Pitt were kind of like alter egos of each other. And so what I want to talk about though is Edward Norton at the beginning of the movie, when he was in the like, he had a defeated soul in a corporate job. And I think he was consulting. I don't remember his exact position, but he was flying all the time across the US and going to customer meetings and checking those out. And so, you know, he finally met this person who was Brad Pitt, AKA Tyler Durden, on the plane. And he was talking to him and having a conversation with him. And he basically essentially said in his head, like, you are the most interesting single serving friend I ever met, because he's talking about how you're on a plane. And when you're on a plane, for those of you that are extroverted, I should say, people strike up a conversation, they'll have a great conversation for 15, 20 minutes, and then, you know, become almost like best buddies and then never talk to that person again, right? Happens all the time. All the time I see business people doing this, right? And so he's like, you are the most interesting single serving friend I've ever met. And so I'm like, thinking about that, I'm like, oh, holy cow. Like, this totally applies to what happens in the corporate world all the time, right? There's folks that they go on, they're all excited, they're best buddies, and then they get people as a customer, and then they don't really talk to them that much afterwards. Or there's people like, yeah, we're going to partner together. We're going to do this. This is going to be amazing. And then it's like tumbleweed. You never, ever hear from the person again. You might refer them to a couple of people. And so that's the concept of the single serving customer, right? And then take it over. There's a book I read, this one right here, called The Third Door. I read this some time back. It's written by a man named Alex Banyan, who really just inciting and entertaining story. And basically what it does is it walks you through his journey where he was essentially a college student and he hacked his way onto the Price is Right Showcase Showdown. Okay. So he hacked his way literally on the Showcase Showdown. I think won a good chunk of money on that. And then what he did was he was really passionate about interviewing the top leaders in the world in different areas and creating a book out of it. And so this guy knew nobody, right? So he started, and this whole concept of the third door, which is highly applicable to sales, to business, to life, is basically the core concept of the book. And I didn't even tell you the end result. He goes from being that college student to starting to interview people like Pitbull, Lady Gaga. He gets all the way to Warren Buffett. And then from Warren Buffett, he finally gets the pinnacle interview with Bill Gates. So think about how hard that is. But he applies with this concept is called the third door. And what the third door means is essentially there's three ways in which you can get into a club, right? You can stand out front and wait with everybody else in line and get in when you get in. Maybe you stand in line for a couple hours, right? Then there's VIP. There's people that pay. So they walk up and they pay, you know, big money to get that VIP access. And then there's what he calls the third door. So the third door is, it's that door in the back of the club, basically where you walk in, you know somebody, you walk in essentially, and you walk through the kitchen, you walk right in, and you get a table and you get drinks and you get bottle service, right? So those are three ways to get into the club. So a lot of times customers can be representative of the club. It can be a network. It could be influencers you want to connect with. And so what he does, that whole book is about the concept of how scaling and really, really getting deep on relationships and helping other people allows you to kick open that third door so that you go through the kitchen. So you don't have to wait in line. So you don't have to pay a ton of money. And so it's really masterful in terms of doing that. It's highly applicable to sales and influence if you look at it at scale. And so the moral of this story is, because of automation, because all these cool tech tools and all this AI, a lot of folks are basically looking at it as a single serving example, because they can get new customers or they can leverage things at scale and not more in an individualized deep relationship perspective. So when you do, though, you'll see crazy, crazy results. And I've started to implement this with my customers. And I'll give you an example, a real tangible example, so that we can go full circle on this episode and you have something tangible to walk away with. So just by doing this one thing, you can either double your sales, or double your revenue in 12 months. Okay. Just by doing this one thing. All right. That's it. So I'll give you a quick example. We focused on for a SaaS company that are about $6.5 million in revenue. We focused specifically on a secondary sales process. And you're like, Ryan, what's the secondary sales process? The secondary sales process is, once you get them as a customer, what's your next sales process to get them to upsell and expand? What is it? And most companies have, excuse my language, half-assed things put together, like, yeah, we'll give it to customer success, but they're not comped on it. Or, yeah, well, we talk to our customers and we try and get that after the fact. That's garbage. That's not good enough. You know why? Because you spent all this time, and I'm saying you, I mean you, anybody, companies, or you spend all this time acquiring customers, costs seven times as much to acquire as a customer than it does to get additional business from existing customers. Think about that. So you spend seven times the cost to do it, but then you don't have, once you get that customer, that amazing customer, once you get that person in, you don't have a designed specific sales process to continually expand what that customer's spending with you. And I don't mean that in like a negative way. What I mean by is expand is serving them, continuing to serve them at a high level. And what's the path? Because every time you solve one problem, 10 new problems pop up. And so I'll give you a quick example of this. Like I mentioned, so because of that situation, what really came down to is we implemented a secondary sales system like this, right? And this is what happened. They were transitioning a person from training to sales. That person literally spent 25% of the time on that over the next 2 months, 25% of their time, because they were still transitioning from one role into sales. And guess what the results were? Just take a wild guess. So essentially they got a 300 to 400% return on positive reviews. So that's like social proof, right? They got product feedback on what was working really well, which wasn't working so well in their market. And then at the same time, in terms of their product and their solution, at the same time, they got 200%, you know, they're on track for 200, maybe 300% of revenue that they got the year before from existing customers. That was from someone spending 25% or 50% of their time on that. 25, and then it involved 50%. And you're like, what? Can I get a witness? How insane is that, right? So companies are so focused on doubling, tripling their company revenue. However, they have golds, they have diamonds, they have rubies, sapphires, any single possible gem you could think of, basically sitting right there in their customer base of people that they love, and they're chasing somebody else. So now granted, I know you got to grow through other ways. However, don't have your customer be a single serving friend. Serve that customer, continue to serve them, put in your secondary sales process. And then what you'll do is you'll bust open that third door to multiple companies and customers that are like your existing customers by continuing to upsell and expand. And then, oh, this is a really sweet thing. You can create a warm lead machine from scaling referral systems, which I didn't even talk about today. But let's just talk about that. Secondary sales system, implement that, and you're going to see massive, massive, massive results. If you need help with it, just reach out to me, grab the link, and I can talk to you about how to do that. But it's awesome. It's amazing. And you have more fulfilled customers, more feedback. I mean, it's unbelievable. So anyways, That's all I got for you today. Hope you have a great day and look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.